Hey everyone, this is Mike here with Matt, Connor, and Andrew. And I just wanted to start this one off by asking Matt. We just had gone to a brewery and Matt got a flight deck of all the same beer.
This is a long question.
Matt, can you please elaborate on why you got all the same beer on a flight deck?
It's not a flight deck.
It's not a flight deck?
It's a flight.
We have
a flight deck. It looks like a flight deck.
That's on an aircraft carrier.
For a podcast that has a beer can opener, we're not doing so great.
So the topic of today's conversation will be college majors. Do you guys have any thoughts?
What are we talking about? I have a major, but
What would you say is one of your top college majors as far as job opportunity outside of college?
In a completely unbiased opinion, I'd have to say marketing is a pretty good major.
And why would you say that?
That sounds only kind of biased. That sounds very biased.
Only really smart people would ever choose marketing as a major.
There it is.
Yeah, so I'm going to have to disagree with that, and I'm going to go with engineers. I think anyone who majored as an engineer walked around like their dick was 12 inches, and I think that was probably the best job opportunity outside of graduation.
They walked around like they ruled the world, and then they got a six-figure job.
Yeah, so
a three-figure, if you will.
Yeah, a three-figure. Some would say a three-figure job.
It's funny you mentioned that. Before we started this podcast, I wrote some of my top three college majors, and engineering was one of them.
All right, so you had engineering.
Marketing was not.
Marketing was surprising. Surprising. Some might be surprised. I was not surprised.
Wow. Hey, engineer builds a bridge. No one knows about the bridge. Someone has to sell that bridge. Who do you go to?
The engineer probably made about...
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that... Yeah.
$1,000.
Guess what?
He was hired.
He is only as good as...
Or she.
Who names the bridge? How do the bridges get their names? Who names them?
Names a bridge.
Is that the engineer or is it somebody
else? They name it after the head guy's grandmother.
Ah, oh, the
They
Nan.
Take her name. Yeah, the Nan.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
George Washington.
Yeah, the George Washington.
Nan.
You just had a Nan that was named George Washington. Well, there's not much more to think about.
Nice. And then they charge $15 to drive over.
Yeah, $15.
God bless his Nan.
Yeah. It goes straight to his Nan, too.
Nice.
It doesn't go to the state. It goes straight to George Washington's Nan.
The Nan estate.
Yeah,
I would love to have a whole conversation about tolls, but I don't know if that's good content.
I think that's a good major. I think that's a good major. I mean, it's tough. God bless everybody that went through like that.
I think it's a tough time, but it pays off at the end.
Right. After 4 years only.
For engineering?
It depends.
I don't know.
I mean, your bachelor's.
I think we're hyping up engineering a lot.
No, I feel like if you're a marketing major, you'll probably be prone to like leave your job every 6 months, maybe have five jobs within 2 years. Something like that.
You know, sometimes you just need time to find yourself. Not everyone could really love their major, even get it tattooed on their ankle.
I think psychology major is definitely not in my top three.
No?
But, Connor.
As I said, I prepared for this podcast, and I had psychology in my bottom three.
Oh,
all right.
This isn't as rigged as I thought it was.
No.
Some of us start from the bottom. Some of us start from the bottom.
Now we hear.
Specifically the ankle. They start from the ankle.
From the ankle down, and then they rise up, and they become great by going to grad school for something completely unrelated.
Yes.
And that's what I think that psychology is useful for. For preparing you for things outside of your major.
Everyone deserves a second chance. So Mike made a mistake. He decided to go into psychology.
Yes.
So he's like, hey, I got to get a master's in something a little more applicable.
So when I majored in psychology, I knew that I needed to go to school for something else. I didn't expect to get a job with my bachelor's degree.
Did you expect to have Matt rip on you right now about it?
I did. Fully expect Matt to rip on me. Because he's a marketing major and he has nothing better to do.
Wow.
Hey, so yes, I'm a marketing major. Guess what? I got a job right out of college with my bachelor's degree. Marketing's winning this conversation.
No, it's not.
Damn it.
All right.
No,
all right.
I see both sides of it.
I honestly would have psychology in my bottom simply because in my books, because there are really no... My bottom three.
Your bottom three. You actually have zero.
I have psychology. Yeah, I have psychology. No. Because there's no job opportunity.
Expel him from TCNJ.
I'm sorry. If any psychology majors are listening right now, there are no job opportunities. Better focus on going into grad school and getting a master's or PhD because there's nothing else for you to do.
Mine's the same way. I told somebody today. Am I right now? I called somebody up today. They're in their sophomore year. They're like, what should I do to get ready? I'm like, change your major immediately. I'm like, change your major literally yesterday. I'm like, don't do it. It's not worth it.
I feel like I could be open with that. And I can say that my major didn't really prepare me for a future career.
So mine was kind of very similar to that, right? So my major was criminology. Criminal justice, more or less the same thing, right? Let's say you go down that path, and then all of a sudden, after 4 years, you're like, wow, like maybe I don't want to go to an academy and shave my head and get screamed at. That's okay. I got a college degree. What else? Like, what are my other opportunities? There are none. Like, what are you going to do with that? You can go to law school. Yeah. I mean, you could do something like that.
So it's basically becoming a cop or doing something else.
Exactly. But here's the best part. You don't even need that to become a cop. You can become a cop with a marketing degree.
Wait, are you serious?
I don't know why you waste your time on that. But
I know. What if who would do that? Can you imagine if you spent 4 years with that?
My God, I have a job. I'm employed. All right. Back. No, I'm employed.
Me back too. Me too.
Yeah, but being a cop's pretty cool. I mean, I'd actually be scared shitless every single day.
Of what?
I'd be scared of myself. I don't trust myself with a gun in a holster. Yourself? I wouldn't trust myself with a gun in a holster.
You can't run away.
I misfire. I do a gun pop, like you know that
movie? Pop.
The desk pop. I do the desk pop.
The other guys.
The other desk guys. Pop. Desk pop.
Sometimes you just got to do a desk pop.
Yeah, Matt always pops too early, so.
Wow. Oh my goodness. Wow. Jesus. Is somebody salty about the tattoo pop?
Yeah. I think we're about 5 minutes in right now. I'm on the verge of tears.
Wow. Oh my goodness. All
right. No. Okay. So we talked about us three. Connor, what's your major?
Health and exercise science.
Some would say AGS for short.
Other normal people would say HES.
Yes.
He's got eggs.
So these guys have been talking about saying AGS. I honestly don't know what they're talking about.
That's okay,
they try saying in the car, but I'm pretty sure the listeners are with me when I'm like, I don't think this makes any fucking sense.
Correct.
So if you could please explain this.
So Michael knew me for 3 years.
About. Maybe more.
And at this time, he says, hey, Connor, I know you're an AGS major, but how about this? And the next thing we knew, we were talking about how Michael did not know my major.
So what you're saying is psych majors don't know how to spell. Breaking news.
Psych majors do not know acronyms and don't know how to spell, nor have good jobs apparently coming out of undergrad.
Oh, there we go.
And they need to focus on grad school.
So I'm not going to let Mike respond to that. So how do you like your major, Connor?
The major was good. I love learning about all the different aspects of health and exercise science. But much like psychology, to Mr. Tattoo on the Ankles credit, you do kind of need to go on to grad school unless you want to go into like more of a sales position. So honestly, grad school is the route to go based on from where I was at as well.
And Connor, I want to kind of talk to you directly with this one. Correct. How does it feel to be one of the most educated people in the room right now?
True.
Do you feel superior to the lesser educated individuals in the room?
From an academic standpoint?
Right.
Yes.
I agree. I also feel a bit superior.
I'm going to ignore them a little more. Connor, so you say, and all of you say, I guess this is open to the room, that you kind of knew what path you had to go down with these majors down the road. Like, I guess you knew that senior year at least, but did you know that freshman year when you chose those majors? Like, hey, I really only have one path.
No.
Yeah, so I kind of did because going into college, I kind of knew that psychology was a dead end unless you wanted to go for a PhD. So I sort of prepared my academics around that. But I know plenty of people who got a psychology degree and expected to get employed afterwards, and I wish them all the best.
I had not realized that you had to, but I was in it more for the prestige, and I knew that I wanted to stay in academia as long as I could just to get the top quality job as possible. But to answer your question, I wish I could have just gone for 4 years and make an amazing paying job.
So if you could change it all, what would you have majored in?
Good question. I actually, on my list of top three, we said engineering already, so I will go with probably where the future is going, in computer science.
Oh,
wow.
I agree. I heavily agree with that.
I do like the more law aspect, I will say, personally, but computer science, that's where the future is. And I'll leave that to the floor.
Yeah, now computer science more or less ruined my life, even though I only took 5 computer science classes. I mean, it was cool, don't get me wrong. That was an interesting direction to go into. That was unlike any of the other classes I took. That was completely different. It was so much more high caliber. It was so much more applied, very independent thinking. You have to work in groups with people who are not good at working in groups at all. That was like a different breed of person that was majoring in computer science. But it was a good time. I mean, I learned a lot there. I don't think it's for me to want to go in that field, but that's just me. I can't sit behind a desk and type away for 12 hours straight and then fail constantly and then finally get something to work.
Yeah. I think from a career trajectory perspective, I think computer science is great. I think personally, you would want to kill yourself if you became a computer science major.
Absolutely. Hit it right on the head.
Like,
absolutely.
Hats off to those people, but that is not something that I'd want
to
do.
To be honest, though, usually the people that go into computer science, they're like kind of homebodies. They're willing to sit at a computer all day, and that's kind of like their biggest dream is to sit at a computer, do some code that no one knows what the fuck they're doing. No one's really going to question what they do, and they go home at 5, and boom, they built Venmo or something. Like
a little bachelorette.
All right, John sucks. That. If anyone here watches Bachelor in Paradise, John is the worst contestant. He helped create Venmo. He says, I don't want to use Venmo as a way to get girls, but he mentions it every fucking episode. Yeah. Boycott John.
Caroline is great. I agree.
I don't know the first thing about John, but I don't think they want to sit at a computer. I think that's just like, they're like, all right, this is happening. I guess I'll go with it.
So,
and then they make a ton of money. And exactly. They're like, all right, this is pretty cool, I guess.
Yeah. So I work at a job now where basically your job is to sit in front of a computer, work in these platforms. So it's not really computer science, but you work in these platforms and your job is like using computers to buy media space. And a lot of these people can kind of be described in the same way that, you know, they may be a little quantitative in their personality and thinking, but you make a lot of money off of it. Some people just like doing that. And there's those people that really enjoy their lives outside of work rather than just like, oh, I want to be super creative and so on and so forth.
Yeah, I feel like it pays well enough to, you know, be miserable from 8 to 5, 8 to 5:30.
7:30 to 5:30,
whatever you work.
I'm a hard worker.
Are you making this about you?
Mike works from home 3 days a week.
Exposed.
So psych major, get into psychology.
It's all about work-life balance.
He's not done.
I actually agree with him, though.
It's all about work-life balance.
It's so easy to burn out with work. So this is actually not making fun of Mike anymore. I do agree with him.
I think it might still be.
No, I'm not. I'm not doing any surprise attacks. No, I've gotten into that work hole. Mike just made a World War II joke. I've gotten into that work hole, and then you kind of shut everyone out. But I definitely agree with him. You have to have a work-life balance. You're kind of
I know. So I know Matt's been working. Matt and Andrew have been, and Connor as well. They've been working a little bit more full-time, a little bit longer than I have. But I've been working for a little over a year right now, and I'm reaching the point where I'm pretty burnt out. So having that option of working from home is brilliant for just retaining a peace of mind and stuff.
Why do you think that happened as of late?
Because we went through a lot of periods of time where it was like high intensity, 50 to 60 hour work weeks, and then it just adds up after a while and you can't really keep putting in those hours and that time and that concentration.
That's half of what Elon Musk works. Elon Musk is still going.
There's the sneak attack.
That's the sneak attack. My counter to that would be that Elon Musk is a billionaire and I'm not.
That's true.
So, hey,
me either. I'm also not a billionaire.
And even if I worked double my time, I'd still not be a billionaire.
So if you were speaking to a high school senior applying to colleges, looking for a major, what would you recommend to him?
I think I would balance like salary expectations as well as work-life balance. It doesn't really matter if you're making an exponential amount of money if you hate your life.
No.
For the mic.
That just reminded me of something. I have to say, on one of my top three majors lists, I guess it's a little controversial. I feel like accounting would have to be up there because I think accounting is the worst possible thing you can ever do. However, with that being said, I know some very smart people who went to accounting. I was like, why the hell would you ever want to do that? And they're like, hey, when I'm 40, I'm going to be rich. I'm going to have a boat. What are you going to be doing?
It's true.
And I'm like, but what about the 20 years before that? They're like, you know, they go put their nose to the grindstone. I respect those people. Those are some of the smartest people I know. I just couldn't look at Excel spreadsheets all day, even though I do that now. So
you're very played. You're very right there. I know people that have gone through that path. And when they're busy, like, it's not even that they're just busy. They're miserable. But they make bank doing it. They make so much money doing it. And then think of it. It's all, you know, what you put into it and what you get out of it. Some jobs, you can put a lot into it. You don't get much out of it. That's one of those jobs where you put a lot in and you will get a lot out. And it's so nice after you're done, but it just sucks when you're doing it.
I feel like the cousin to accounting, which I would say is one of the worst majors, like finance. It's like accounting is very straightforward. Like there's the numbers, you do it, you've got your busy time during tax season, that's it. Finance, trying to play people, It's a terrible game. Terrible people. I'm sorry if you're a finance major or anything. Listen to this, but you know what you do. You literally know what you do.
Finance is literally like political science. It's literally the same thing as political science.
Is it
because,
really?
Yeah, because finance, especially within the company that I work at, dictates who gets what money. And it's basically based upon politics within the company. There's really no rhyme or reason to it.
I got you.
And when you get to like investment banking business and all that stuff, the people you work with are just the worst people you'll ever meet. I mean, I've talked to some people who I knew in college and then a couple years passed and I saw them on like a bus to work one day and they just dreaded their lives. They just never met such mean people in their entire life because I don't know what it is. They're all just wearing their Patagonia freaking vests and they're just dicks to everybody.
So the last best major I have on my list is economics. Ooh. Because mostly because of Google.
Google. Sponsored by Google.
Told me to have this on my list. So economics, does that include like more like finance
to be
type of accounting or?
No, to be honest, I don't know if I agree with you there because I think economics is, you can get into politics. I think that's something where you can get into it. You can obviously get into being a professor, but from just like helping a company out to meet their profit goals, they're not going to be like, we need an economist on our team. But I mean, if you ever want to get to like public policy, economy is the way to go.
What I told that person today, wasn't really sure what they wanted to do. Basically, what I told her was pick something where you're going to have options. Say you change your mind 2 years down the road, you're like, wow, maybe I don't want to do this anymore. At least at that point, if you change your major early enough, you're going to have options when you go, you know, 2 years down the line, hey, I don't want to do this anymore. But I have the option to do this, 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 or this, and be successful doing that. You don't have to go back to school. You're not pigeonholed into a certain area or anything like that.
So yeah, Andrew, I think that's a perfect transition into reasons why my top bottom major to major in is philosophy, because it is super hard, and there are literally no options for you outside of philosophy.
That made my list too.
I hear Galileo is hiring.
I think Galileo is dead, man.
That was the joke.
He's a survivor.
But yeah, philosophy. I've taken a number of philosophy courses throughout my college career, and they all kicked my ass. And I would imagine if you majored in that, there would be a lot of ass kicking, but no reward.
I get that. That was on my list for my bottom three. My major was on my bottom three as well.
Connor. I have psychology. I have philosophy. I have one more.
See, if you're a marketing major, you have to sell yourself even if you don't believe in the product. So I'm going to sell marketing till this podcast is over.
Matt only picked one major, and it was the best, and it was marketing.
I'm going to be honest.
You looked at nothing else.
I'm going to be honest with you. We didn't prepare to have this list. I was out of the loop for this. So I have marketing. I said something good about accounting. If I were to pick another, I like Connor's major. I think there's a lot to be said about people who help out other people in terms of their fitness goals. I think that's a very worthy major.
Thank you, Matt. I like your major as well.
We haven't even reached our top three. I've only given two.
No, I can give you one more. My bottom three.
Yeah.
Religious studies.
Wow. Oh, whoa.
Just in general?
What's wrong with religious studies?
General. Why?
Find a job.
Hey, they found Jesus. They found Jesus. They don't need to do that.
Is Jesus going to help you?
You got the brotherhood. You got the sisterhood.
Yeah.
That's a calling.
I feel like you'd become a nun.
Yeah.
I feel like that'd be good.
Connor would be a great nun.
You look good. There's a film made about you now.
If you
it's called
do that,
The Nun.
Yeah. You got to keep the beard. You could be the first bearded nun.
Fair enough. What are your... We'll move on to what are your favorite majors?
Nun studies.
Nan studies.
Nan. Nah, I don't know. That pretty much covered my top three. Engineering's up there. Nobody said anything about like nursing. I love that because it's a huge open field. You don't have to go in one separate direction with it. You have options. You could bridge it into higher education. You could get a job right out of school. You could get an associate's in it, get a job. You could get a bachelor's in it, get a job. It's very broad. There's a lot you can do with it. And I think that gives you a lot of freedom that most majors don't give you.
I think a big thing with nursing as well is like the stability of it. Is that you're not probably going to get laid off if you're a nurse.
We love nurses here. Sorry, I have pizza in my mouth.
Yeah, Matt's stuffing his face with pizza right now.
Gotta say, carb-loaded for the podcast. It's a marathon, not a sprint.
Matt, I think a perfect time to transition out of this topic is to ask you, do you still have my joggers? Because I haven't had them for about a month and a half now. And I'm pretty sure I've been following up with you to bring them to my house, and you still haven't. Can you please explain?
Mike follows up with me to bring his joggers to his house when I'm at his house already. He doesn't remind me. contrary to what Mike thinks, I don't have his joggers on my mind all the time, but I'll bring him next time. Don't worry.
Matt specifically said that he sleeps in my joggers every single night and that they're the most comfiest thing in the world.
That's cute.
You know what's really comforting?
And that they smell like me and that he misses me.
You know what's really comforting?
Oh, boy.
The nice embrace of a friend on your thighs. That's the perfect transition.
Well, this is a little awkward. It's about 10:10, and I was supposed to get an audio file for a very rousing discussion about some article I found, but Mike couldn't send it to me, so we have this awkward outro now. I think he did it on purpose, trying to make me look like a fool, but we'll just have to skip that little article. Thanks, guys, for listening. Appreciate anyone who's made it this far. You're probably one of the last three people to do that, so I applaud you. You don't really get anything for it, but I really appreciate it. Now, give us a rating, subscribe, download anything that normal podcasters and YouTubers say. Have a good one.